Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the really interesting thing that I haven't seen talked about too much, but I did start to see a little bit of today, was, you know, the idea that Aaron Rodgers has finally, like, quote unquote, broken in his receivers, right? We know it takes time for him to acclimate with his offensive weapons. He's finally starting to build a rapport with Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. Do you want to then go to a completely new team where you're not breaking in a relationship with just a couple players, but you're breaking in a relationship with a brand new coaching staff and a brand new, you know, offense and your entire offensive line and all of your pass catchers and your running backs? And, you know, I think that he would be okay to do that. And obviously that's why a team like the Raiders is appealing, because you're, you know, one of your all-time best weapons is on the roster already. And maybe you get to bring Randall Cobb along too. But I do think there's something to be said about just the complete, you know, wide openness of the NFC and the fact that Rodgers has already built a rapport with a lot of players on that Packers roster. But I think one of the bigger questions too then is, we don't know what the Packers roster in general is going to look like. So maybe he knows some things that we don't know behind the scenes, and that could also impact his decision, because maybe he's not coming back to a roster that'll feel very familiar to him after free agency in the draft.
Well, that's, I think, part of it, right? Because he has also mentioned that he wants some of his guys back. And, like, to me, I'm like, why? You know, like, he was wide open this season, too. And the Packers didn't even make the playoffs. So this roster isn't good enough, right? So if you want familiarity, sure. But, like, part of the game is turnover. Like, I'm sorry. I just, like, part of the game is getting rid of guys who aren't producing and giving you the results that you want and moving on to new ones. So again, I think all the things you mentioned, coaching staff, weapons, winnability, are all factors here. But I mean, Green Bay, I think in the three options that I mentioned, are still probably the best destination, right? If you're taking into that account, even with changes in the offense, it's just a matter of if those are going to sit well with him or not.
You know, the good news is that as we record this, there are only 205 days until the start of the 2023 NFL season. So those days will fly by before we can even think about it. But we've got, obviously, free agency coming up shortly. We've got the draft. We'll have a ton of draft content to talk about. Derek Carr being a free agent is a little bit fun, you know, for him. He gets to hit the free agency window and before, you know, like a month before everybody else does. I know that.
I'm so curious where he's going to land. So
I saw the Panthers and Saints looked like two of the biggest names, and I think that would be really interesting. And
the Saints tried to trade for him, and they couldn't figure out a deal.
Yeah, I think that was just more Derek Carr wanting to screw over the Raiders a little bit on his way out.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, and I think obviously the caveat here is that we're not putting Aaron Rodgers in the same category, but for the idea of being, you know, like a quarterback away, I think of teams like the Panthers and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield were never, ever going to be Aaron Rodgers. So it's a completely different conversation. But I think when you think about bringing in a quarterback and what that does to the dynamic of a team, that can be really interesting as well. So I'd be curious to see what happens if a team like the Saints were to bring in Derek Carr, where there's already kind of an established nucleus, and then you add a new quarterback. Sometimes it works really well. Other times it doesn't.
Saints could be really interesting for Aaron Rodgers also, now that you mentioned that.
But would the Packers, I think that's another question, would the Packers ever trade Aaron Rodgers in the NFC?
I think at this point the Packers are willing to do a deal with him in good faith. And I think that includes trading within the NFC North. I mean, not the NFC North, within the NFC as a conference. Yeah. Obviously, the ideal is to send him away. But also, if you're ready to move on from him and you think that you have the better quarterback at the moment, do you care if he goes to an NFC contender opponent? Because you probably do. But I don't think that they have, like, the luxury of caring. I think there's also the idea of, like, whoever gives you the best deal.
So the really, really interesting thing about that is that the Packers actually play the NFC South in 2023. So they would be hosting the Saints at Lambeau. And now I know we're completely
I don't think the Saints have the cap space to take on his contract. I mean, who does? Not the Packers.
The away game, obviously, the Packers play the Raiders away. That would be kind of fun. I know a lot of Packer fans are traveling regardless because it's Vegas and that's fun. But yeah, a lot of really interesting teams on the roster at the Buccaneers. You know, nobody's talking about the Bucs, but they're coming to Lambeau in 2023. But I think we've done enough personally speculating about Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll come back to the Packers and that'll just be the end. We'll find out at the end of the darkness retreat, I guess.
I guess so. I'm ready for it. I hope he enjoys his meditative state. I think I would probably go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do 4 days in the dark. Any final thoughts, Super Bowl 2022 season as a whole, before we just, you know, close this book and get ready for 2023?
Weird season. Very, very strange season. That's all. Weird season.
This season was filmed in the Upside Down. And the script was really weird, so maybe we'll get a better
Except for the fact that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That was, like, the most normal thing that happened this season.
Yeah, I think that was, like, when everybody, you know, reemerged from the Upside Down and came back to the normal world. But no spoilers. We'll see what happens next season. We have plenty to talk about, obviously. Like I said, the 2023 season kicks off in 205 days. So we'll have a lot of changes and moves that happen. In the meantime, we'll have brand new Packers to talk about in that time frame. We'll be back, of course, next week talking about, who knows, free agency, the draft, something Packers related, potentially an Aaron Rodgers decision. That would be pretty cool. But thank you, as always, for listening to Packs What She Said. Remember to download the episodes everywhere you get your favorite podcasts. You can find the podcast on Twitter at PWSS Podcast. You can find Perry on Twitter at Perry_Goldstein. You can find me on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney. Leave us, you know, comments and good feedback. And thank you again. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.